Hello, everyone, and welcome to Wind and Words, the podcast diving deep into the many beautiful words that appear in Ulysses by James Joyce. I'll be going chapter by chapter, keeping a diary of how I feel on my way through the famous / infamous novel, and keeping track of my favorite quotes. Welcome to chapter 12, Cyclops. This one was a very moving chapter. It had probably one of the strongest sections, or pages, I guess, yet. So I'm actually going to throw a couple quotes together from that exchange in order to get a little bit of a clearer idea as to what this section means. So let's get to it. "That's not life for men and women, insult and hatred. And everybody knows it's the very opposite of that. That is really life. Love," says Bloom. "I mean the opposite of hatred. You love a certain person. This person loves that other person because everybody loves somebody. But God loves everybody." All these quotes are taken from page 273. Wow. Yeah. So Bloom is talking to some Irish nationalists, a cause that I'm certainly, retrospectively, of course, sympathetic towards. Joyce wasn't so much a big believer in it, and we see that in this conversation. Here are some angry drunken men talking about Irish mythology and history and culture, and understanding each other. And then Bloom is sort of asked to speak his mind, and weaves this incredibly adept little speech about love. God, it's honestly heartbreaking. Bloom is gone this whole day, living through this horrible pain over his wife and his daughter's distance, and his son. And he is constantly reminded of every little bad thing happening in his life. But he then says this: "Hatred, insult, anger, that's no way to live. But love, how the hell do you still love the same way after all that you've been through? How do you do it, Bloom?" This was a huge point in the book for me when I realized Bloom isn't necessarily aloof, and he doesn't have his head in the clouds. He's actually smart, like brilliant, in his own way. He's so secure and valiant in himself that even these chinks in his armor don't defeat him. He keeps on going. He understands how to be himself. I appreciate that more than any of the academic and mental prowess that Stephen has, at least. Bloom's a hero. This is why. This is where I realize why Bloom's Day is a thing. He's strong. He believes in his odyssey. No matter what storm comes his way, he just keeps going.
Thank you, everyone. This has been Wind and Words. Better rush out.